He was caught for one thing, but then charged for several other crimes. Last week, the Wilkes Sheriff's Office received a report of a break-in at the Oakwoods Country Club. $400 in cash was stolen, but the thief caused $1,400 in damages to a door, door frame, and outdoor fencing. The theft occurred during the overnight hours. Evidence and an investigation led sheriff's deputies to arrest Tony Minton of Wilkesboro for that break-in at the country club. It was then determined that he was wanted for crimes also in Wilkesboro and North Wilkesboro. Minton was charged by the Sheriff's Department, Wilkesboro PD, and North Wilkesboro PD. Charges included breaking and entering, larceny, safe cracking, and resisting arrest. He was taken to the Wilkes County Jail. His bond set at $65,000. Here's a reminder for Wilkes area farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency announced that sign-up began 1 week ago today for 2012 crop losses under the Supplemental Revenue Assistance Payment, or SURE, program. The program established by the 2008 Farm Bill provides for one final period of eligibility for producers suffering crop losses caused by natural disasters occurring through September 30, 2011, for crops intended for 2012 harvest. Producers considered socially disadvantaged, a beginning farmer or rancher, or a limited resource farmer may be eligible for the SURE program without a policy or plan of insurance or non-insured crop disaster assistance coverage. Farmers and producers interested in signing up must do so before the August 29th deadline. For more information on the 2012 SURE program, visit the Wilkes County Farm Service Agency office, 207 West Main Street, Wilkesboro. Call them at 838-3622 or go online, fsa.usda.gov/sure. Our local community college will hold their graduation ceremony this week, and you will be able to watch the event live via the internet. Watch Wilkes Community College's 48th commencement ceremony live using the internet Thursday evening. WCC will provide a live stream of the graduation ceremony Thursday, May 15th at 6 p.m. To see the WCC graduates as they receive their diplomas, just go to wilkscc.edu and click on the live stream. Following a major announcement of a sweeping array of education initiatives last week in Greensboro, bipartisan support continues to grow across the state for Governor McCrory's Career Pathways for Teachers framework. School superintendents from Charlotte-Mecklenburg, Wake County, Dublin County, and Davidson County, along with several state officials, voiced support. State Superintendent June Atkinson said, "I am representing 1.5 million children in our state who will someday say, 'Thank you, Governor McCrory, for taking this bold step to have a plan to address the needs of our teachers.'" The governor announced last week he would work to increase the base pay for North Carolina teachers to $35,000, provide raises for veteran teachers, increase funding for early childhood education, seek salary supplements for teachers who earn advanced degrees, and establish a scholarship fund for veterans for in-state tuition at University of North Carolina institutions. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley reporting.